Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. In a telephone discussion with her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's election. But he scored surprising wins across the country when vote counting began. President-elect Trump continues to put his White House transition team together. Kellyanne Conway, who was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president, is now part of that team. She's optimistic about making progress despite the protests that have occurred across the United States.
All of these meetings, frankly, all these phone calls are going incredibly productive, including the meeting with President Obama, the First Lady Michelle Obama. I spoke with Mrs. Trump about that meeting. I spoke with Governor Pence about his meeting with Vice President Biden. Everybody's very happy and very confident that notwithstanding the protests, that we will have a peaceful transformation as democracies do.
Protests against Trump's victory of Hillary Clinton continued this Sunday throughout the United States. The British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts today to discuss how to deal with the U.S. president-elect, who some European leaders have said does not understand the relationship between the U.S. and the European Union. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Sunday for ministers to refrain from comment on Donald Trump's presidency after right-wing politicians said that his election win put an end to a two-state solution with the Palestinians. He has been cautious in his comments since Trump's stunning U.S. presidential victory. This is VOA News.